tear to the eye. And as Elton John taught us, sad songs say so much. The Declaration of Independence insists that one of the unalienable rights guaranteed to human beings by the Creator is the pursuit of happiness. Although I heard recently that the term happiness in that context means not so much pleasure seeking, but the opportunity, the responsibility to strive for a higher virtue, to become a better person. In any event, most of us today are rather disinclined to dissolve into a pile of tears if we can help it. And yet we all know that sometimes a good cry is just what we need. And no one should be afraid or ashamed of showing grief through tears. I'm often disappointed when someone apologizes for crying, like on a TV interview or something like that. Someone will be talking about their grief or their experience of tragedy, and then they start to cry and they say, "Oh, I'm sorry," as if they've done something wrong or they've wasted people's time. Crying should be as socially acceptable as laughter. In fact, some psychologists will tell you that both emotions come from generally the same part of the brain. But somehow we've made it permissible to laugh out loud, but taboo to cry. Lament is about sadness and grief. Lament is the expression of sorrow that can be manifested in tears, in sobs, in feeling blue or down in the dumps. Lament can be expressed verbally, out loud or in writing. Sometimes lament takes on the form of anger, a fire that gets too hot or a flood that spills over the levee. When Paul speaks of the Spirit interceding for us to God with sighs too deep for words to express, he's relating that sometimes we don't know what to do with lament. But God speaks the language of sorrow and pain and hears our cries even in the heaving of our breaths. The Bible isn't afraid of lament. We talk about the Bible as being the book of God, but I think it's also important to consider that it's the book of humanity, for it tells us about ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it assures us that God is with us even in our sorrows. Of the 150 psalms, more than half can be categorized as psalms of lament. There's a whole book in the Bible called Lamentations. The people of Israel enslaved in Egypt are heard by God not because of their piety, but because of their cries of pain. Even Jesus reaches out to God on more than one occasion with words of grief, crying over the fate of Jerusalem, afraid of the cup that's been given to him to drink, and feeling abandoned on the cross. And still, lament is a cup that is filled with hope in no less measure than the cup we call joy and blessing. For if there's one thing that lament is not, it is not despair. Lament is holy sorrow. Despair is giving up and letting go of all hope. Lament seeks to proclaim that even in the mires of pain, God is no less there than on the mountaintop of glory. The author of Lamentations is insistent that hope in the depths of of grief is found in the steadfastness of the Lord, whose love and mercies never end, but are new every morning. And yet one must not anguish the fact that in our time, the task of waiting might also be revealed as a blessing. When Jesus bids the crowds to strive for the kingdom of God above all else, he does so in the midst of recognizing the pain of worrying about what will we eat, what will we wear. Jesus doesn't promise an instant blessing, but that in our grief, as we wait for the fullness of God, even our lament is a gift of hope. As we journey this Lent and consider the layers of lament, we'll take a look at personal laments, the kind that sit in the pit of our bellies or keep us awake at night. We'll consider how we grieve together, offering our laments and sorrows to one another as we share the burden of pain. Laments can be short-lived, or they can last a lifetime or more. But the heart of lament, beneath the layers of grief, anger, confusion, pain, the cross looms large with all its rough and rugged edges, its slime of gore and its smell of blood, its nails that threaten to pierce us too. And Jesus is there. Jesus meets us there. Lets us cry and scream or be silent. Jesus laments with us and leads us to where the stone is rolled away and the light shines on us once again.